Well, we know what everybody's talking about. It's the last day of June. That's right. Can you believe it? This year is flying by. And on the sort of around the last day of the month, we have our very popular Unscripted. That's right. That's where Jerry and I bring absolutely nothing to the table. You bring everything. That means all the topics. You can revisit past topics. You can suggest a future topic. You can address something that you were on the line and the show clock ran out. And you didn't get a chance to share with the world. And the Take Two family wants to hear from you. And Unscripted is so popular, Jerry. So, the phone lines are lighting up already. And the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we all want to know what you're going to do. This is your last day before you're how old? Because you turn another year tomorrow.
64 tomorrow, yeah.
You're going to be 64 tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do on your last day before you turn 64? Are you going to go out and have a dinner beforehand or just celebrate?
I do not know. I don't have anything planned for myself. If anybody else has something planned, I don't know about it yet.
So. Are you going to do anything special for your birthday? Your actual day of your birthday? Do they do anything at the seminary? Like, do celebrate birthdays or anything?
Not really, no. I mean, I'm at a summer program at the Institute for Priestly Formation in Omaha. It wraps up, actually, at the end of this week on Saturday. We finish up with morning mass. So, I'll see. I'm going to do the show. We'll do our What Are You Praying For show. That'll be a birthday present for me.
There you go. We're going to have a virtual celebration of Jerry's birthday. That's tomorrow. Today is Unscripted. So everybody call in and share what's on your mind or your heart or something you want to ask. We are here because we love the Take Two family, love being with the Take Two family. So we hope you love being with us. And that means you got to stop what you're doing and make a phone call. And also, if you are not Catholic, you are part of the family. So call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, if you tried to get through with a comment or lived experience on a previous broadcast and we just ran out of time, we always put you to the head of the line here in the calls on Unscripted. So again, that number 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maybe you're looking ahead and you've been thinking you have some ideas rolling around in your head for great topics for this program. This is a great opportunity for you to call in and share what you think would be good topics or subjects for us to touch upon on this broadcast. What about your daily life that you go through? Things happen. Maybe you've got a birthday like I do tomorrow. Call in and share us, if your birthday is today or coming up real soon. Marty's birthday, Debbie's husband, is coming up on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have Independence Day. If you want to share, what you're going to be doing on Independence Day, feel free. Really, it's literally up to you, the Take Two family, to call 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
I love that idea about sharing what you're going to do for Independence Day, because it's unique this year in the sense that it's on a Friday, right? So a lot of people are saying they're going to go away and have it a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe you're going to some sacred site and you want to share that with all of us. We'd love to know. Maybe you're going to go through the holy doors. I mean, so we really do. It's not that we're nosy, okay? We just are very curious. We love to get to know one another. We love to share our experiences. Why? Because we truly believe that as the body of Christ, to live out being a true representation of the body of Christ, we have to really be family and know each other well. That's why Jerry and I do not take anonymous phone calls. That's why we ask you to pick a name. Because can you imagine how impersonal it sounds to say, hello, anonymous? I mean, would you say that to your family members? Well, I mean, maybe you want to sometimes, but listen, you really want to get personal and we want to get to know one another. So if you have something to share, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, guess what, you guys, you're in luck, because Rich is on the phones. Michael is at the controls doing a fine job. Pedro's on social media. Hi guys on the social media chats. We love you so very much. I love the chats. Sometimes I just jump over there just to say hi to everyone. It's just so much fun to watch all of the talk that's going on. So that's great. But this is your Unscripted Method Show, and we would love to hear from you. So you can call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Or Jerry, another feature, if you don't have time, we would love for you to make 5 minutes for us. But if you don't have time, we understand. No problem. You can text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your question, your comment, anything you want to share for Unscripted. Just know that message and data rates may apply.
Again, you set the table with the topics here on Unscripted. Maybe you were driving along and you saw an interesting billboard or a bumper sticker. Call in and share about that. Maybe God has revealed some wonderful insight to you in your prayer life. Or maybe you're wondering, how do I get a prayer life started? What is that all about? We can talk about questions of the faith. We can talk about questions of family. If there is an issue going on in a relationship of yours, we do our All About Relationships. But on Unscripted, we can take those calls as well. So just about anything you can imagine, we'd love to have you share it with us and by means of us to the entire world through the Take Two family. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Jerry, if you having to disclose your age, but it doesn't seem like you have a problem with it.
Not really, no. It's the age God gave me.
That's true. Well, I've said it since the beginning of this year. I'm turning 60 this year in November, so mm-hmm. it's a big year for me. And I'm actually happy getting a little bit older because I can always use the excuse, I'm just getting older. I can't remember those things.
Well, join the club.
I know. And then we started to get the discount at the movie theaters.
Nice. Yeah. See? Yeah. It has its privileges.
It has its advantages. Exactly. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. You guys love Unscripted. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You are part of this wonderful Take Two family. I mean, we're on Catholic radio, right? So the majority that are listening are Catholic, probably, and that's wonderful. We're Catholic, right? That's great. It's all things Catholic, authentically Catholic. But if you're listening and you're not a Catholic, you're listening for a reason. And so you're part of the family, whether you know it or not. So call in. We're very friendly, and it's so easy. Ready? Start dialing 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be back in just a couple of minutes for this June Unscripted and Take Two.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, it's your show, especially on our Unscripted days. That's right around the end of the month, and we are here at the end of June, halfway through the year 2025 already. Maybe you want to just share about how this year has been for you, the first half of the year. Maybe you've got some goals set for the second half of the year. Really, whatever pops into your mind today, we can talk about at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And on this Unscripted broadcast, we will get to your calls. I just want to tell you about a wonderful item in the EWTN Religious Catalog, which, by the way, we encourage you, make your first stop, EWTNRC.com, when you're shopping for religious items, and especially this time of year. You have confirmations, weddings, other sacramental and religious events. So be sure to go get your gifts at EWTNRC.com. And one of those is a patriotic novena bracelet. You can pray for the United States with this unique bracelet designed in conjunction with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle exclusively for EWTN. It features a large 1-inch miraculous medal with blue enamel fill, a St. Benedict crucifix, very holy and powerful, and a Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart dual medal. The miraculous medal is in honor of our nation's consecration to the Immaculate Conception, and the bracelet consists of 9 sapphire blue facet cut round glass beads, representing, of course, a novena, with white pearls, and silver plated rondelle beads with tiny red crystals, along with silver plated spacer beads. It comes in a gift box and a prayer by Archbishop John Carroll, the first bishop of the United States This patriotic novena bracelet would make a nice gift for any occasion and could be a wonderful reminder to pray for our nation. Available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders $75 or more in the continental United States. Just use code FREE when you check out.
So if you want to join the conversation on this Unscripted Today on Take Two, all you have to do is pick up the phone. Oh, come on. You don't have to pick up the phone. It's probably in your hand. I say that all the time because it's probably true. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's unscripted, so you can bring anything, any topic. You can revisit a past topic. If there's something that you a certain episode of Take Two you want to comment on, we are here to listen. We'd love to chat with you, but you got to stop what you're doing and use that cell phone. And we think that's a good use of your cell phone. 833-288-3986. Call in and fill up those last open phone lines. Because look at this. Nancy called in. She's on the road in Nebraska, Jerry. And she called in from Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to Unscripted.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about an amazing pilgrimage I just went on. It's an annual pilgrimage each year from Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, a 75-mile walk out to the city of Chartres. And for everybody that's an American like I am that doesn't know how to spell and sound out in French, it's spelled C-H-A-R-T-R-E-S. It's like Chartres. So every year, at least since 1980, they've been having an annual pilgrimage walking from Notre Dame Paris to Notre Dame Chartres. The Blessed Virgin's Veil is on display there, and we can pray before the Blessed Virgin's Veil. But what's amazing about this pilgrimage, which actually has been here since the Middle Ages, what's amazing is that they have seen such a resurgence since the 1980s in this. Last year, I walked the pilgrimage, and we had almost 20,000 people. This year I walked it again. So we walked 75 miles, starting from the beginning of the middle of Paris, clear out into the country to this Chartres Cathedral. We sleep in tents of like 40 women or 40 men on the ground at night, and we all we have is bread and water to eat. It's an amazing thing, but out of 20,000 people, the average age of the young Catholics walking this pilgrimage is 20 years old.
Wow.
It is an amazing resurgence of Catholicism that's happening. These
absolutely.
People from all around the world, too.
Yeah, I was going to comment on the age, Nancy. I've seen videos and pictures of this before, and just to see that not only the young people, but the young families, see large families and these young kids. And, you know, you mentioned some of the conditions that you do this on, you know, sleeping in a tent, bread and water to eat. People may not really understand, Nancy and Debbie, that, you know, the essence of a pilgrimage is it's not to be, you know, comfortable and luxurious. It's really supposed to have an element of sacrifice. And this really sounds like it does, Nancy.
It does. And I do have to really give a great deal of credit to those wonderful people in France who had this so well organized. They have a group, and it lost me now, like our Red Cross, that it's a Catholic group that has ambulances. So they have volunteer ambulances strung out, you know, along the way. If a person has a health issue or just flat out can't walk the rest of the way, they have people who are in radio contact, so our leaders, you know, can get a hold of people, and, you know, they'll come and pick you up from where you are. And so it's absolutely the suffering, but, I mean, it's not something people should be intimidated that they can't handle.
Sure.
Because if you get going and you have a problem, there are people there to take care of
it. It was interesting, Nancy.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, as you said that, it's interesting. I took a bunch of notes as you were talking because I've never heard of this before. 75 miles, that is incredible. What a pilgrimage.
Is.
That is a true pilgrimage, in my opinion. But let me ask you this question. I mean, is there a pre... Do you have to do a test, like, to make sure you can handle it physically? Like, is there anything they say like, if you're in a wheelchair, can you do it? If you're in, you know, I'm just curious about that.
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know what the exact criteria is. However, I will say that this is my second year in a row. Last year, there was a young woman in an electric wheelchair. She was not in our American group. I don't know where she was from. But We walked through mud and rain, you guys, and so I saw people literally take her and put her on their back. But you can't take an electric wheelchair into the country, into the woods like that. So there is that point of it. But if you Google up Chartres Cathedral or Chartres Pilgrimage, France, and then just make it into English for you, they'll tell you. There's a registration. They had to shut the registration off.
Wow.
Last year, 2 days into registration, the European website crashed, and so they had to stop the whole thing. And so, yes, definitely you want to take that into account, and also take into account Europe does not have the American with Disabilities Act. You know, we have a lot of elevators and things all over. So if you're traveling in other parts of Europe while you're there, you know, you just have to be aware that it's not quite as simple as it is here in the United States, some places in those very, very old cathedrals and buildings, you know.
Hmm. And how long do either of you know this, Nancy or Jerry, the Camino, is that, how many miles is the Camino? Do we know that? I can't remember what the Camino is.
The Camino is, there are several, many different paths on the Camino.
Okay.
And the Chartres Pilgrimage is on the walk to the Camino de Santiago. Typically, what people walk on the Camino de Santiago is from Saint Jean, which is on the border of Spain and France, and they walk 500 miles.
Oh,
but
okay.
You're doing it at your own leisure too. You're not necessarily like we had to be out there. Bishop Athanasius Schneider flew in and said mass the second day. Each day we had. First morning, we had Mass at San Sulpice, which is one of the beautiful cathedrals in Paris. Mm-hmm. And most of us were outside. The young people, the kids, as you referred to the kids, they're inside during Mass. Well, there are people all over the place, and they herd us out of the city. Day two, we have it in this wonderful meadow, this field. There were 30,000 people there. So you can imagine how many priests they need carrying the yellow umbrellas, just like they do at the Vatican, up and down the hall. And up and down the hills, not only are those priests there distributing communion, but all through the Mass, they're sitting there in chairs, and people go up and have their confession heard there. It's beautiful. It's just amazing. We have priests that walk with us. They have their stoles on. So if you want to have confession while you're out on the walk, you can stop. The priest will stop with you, and you go off the path a little bit, and he hears your confession. That's a spiritual experience.
Yeah, that's heavenly. Okay, that's amazing, Nancy. You are so blessed that you got to experience this and share it with all of us. This is incredible. I've got a half a page of notes. I'm going to look this up right after the show. Jerry?
No, I'm equally blessed by what you're sharing, Nancy. And the only thing I would add is just, if and when, hopefully when you do this again or anything similar, please just remember the Take Two family in your prayers while you're doing that. Would you do that for us, Nancy?
You know, I remember the EWTN people. I remember all of the family of Catholics in the United States of America as we go forward on this thing. It's just such an encouraging revival for us. If we hear all these things, we shouldn't just watch the regular news, because that can kind of make us feel bad and worry about things. But when I see the power of the Holy Spirit at work like this, it takes your breath away.
Wow.
Well, great. So you were prayed for, Take Two family, by Nancy and all the other pilgrims on that journey. Wonderful to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. God bless you. Safe driving.
Thank
it says
you.
you're on the
God
road.
God bless
so,
you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Beautiful call.
Yeah. Great first call on this unscripted version of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We say it's your show, and we don't mean it any more than we do on unscripted, because Debbie and I, we come unarmed, unprepared, if you will. I mean, we could talk the whole hour. Don't get us wrong.
Oh,
but
yeah.
we want to hear from you. Anything you've experienced recently, anything you have coming up that you're looking forward to. Talk about religious things. We can answer your questions about the faith if you want to, if you're non-Catholic. Love to hear from you as well. Anything that's on your mind or heart right now, the phone is open at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So let's move to Long Island, New York on Sirius XM 130. That's the way Eileen is listening. And Eileen, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
go
Eileen.
I'm going to, my suggestion for a show is being brought by the fact that I am going to have knee replacement on July 14th. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe a show on how people because, of course, I'm a little apprehensive. So how people get over their fear of surgery or just deal with their, you know, their feelings about it. I mean, I have to have it. There's, you know, I want my life back. So I know this is important and I'm doing all the things I need to do to make it work. But that doesn't mean I'm not any less scared.
Sure.
Right. No, this is, Eileen, this is exactly how we get a lot of the topics for the show. I'm sure Debbie has written this down and made a note of it already. I may beat her, actually, because we have a shared Google Doc that we that we put topics on there. So I'm going to go and do that even while this broadcast is still going on here. But you raise a great question, Eileen. I have a brother. One of my brothers recently had a hip replaced, and he put it off and put it off and put it off just because of the apprehension. And now that he's had it done, and he's still doing PT and all that, but he is just so very grateful that he did that. So I just offer that to you, Eileen, as maybe a little bit of encouragement because, you know, these things, nowadays anyway, it used to be a little bit more involved, maybe a little bit more, you know, recovery time or whatever. But nowadays, knee replacements, things like that, Debbie, are just almost like getting your tonsils out, you know, 30 or 40 years ago.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, they perfected. No,
Yeah, no, I know it's gotten better, but, you know, and if you could just put me in the prayer book, I'd appreciate it.
I did already, Eileen. I put it in for, absolutely, for July 14th. And so you'll have to, when you're recovering, just shoot us an email or call in, and so we can praise God together that everything went well. You can always reach us, and everyone else can, at take2@ewtn.com. And Jerry made a note of it. Jerry, make sure you put suggested by Eileen. That would be great. And then, Eileen, just a couple things, because it's coming up right around the corner. You're Catholic, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I'm studying to be a spiritual director. That's the thing. I'm asking prayers for. Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully May 21st I'll be commissioned. This is my last year. So
beautiful.
For my classmates and I.
Nice. Well, early congratulations. That's wonderful ministry to go into. Absolutely. But Eileen, a couple things. Did you get anointed? Are you going to get anointed?
I had been anointed back in February. We had a healing mass where everybody who needed anointing could go. I'm waiting to a little closer to surgery to do that in confession.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then make sure you call to mind your go-to saints as you are driving to the surgery center, those saints that you always lean on, and really ask them to journey with you into the operating room and to be with you. There's such a peace that comes when we invite them to really be with us. Now I know we ask them and we're leaning on them and they're the saints we go to, but we just maybe sometimes maybe you may not do this, but some may just assume, you know, that they're always there, you know, they're always hanging around.
Right.
But it's really quite beautiful to say, please come in to this surgery room with me. I need you in the operating room. And actually, you know, picture them in the room, you know. You can call to mind their faces and you just say, you know, please be with me. And you'll feel the beauty of that is, I know, because I just had two back-to-back surgeries in January. And I will tell you that when I really got to that place where I was just picturing all of heaven, all the angels and saints, and of course our Lord and our Lady, I felt this complete sense of calm, complete. And I would just encourage you to do that and start early, like in the morning, well before the surgery.
Well, I keep praying to Jesus for courage and peace. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I lost my daughter 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And since she is part of the Communion of Saints, I keep telling her she better be there to hold my hand.
There you go. There Amen. You go. Yeah.
Well, I looked.
Yes, she owes you that.
Eileen and
that,
Debbie,
right?
I looked ahead. We had an opening on July 25th, Eileen. So hope that you're able to listen on that day. Blessings on finishing up your program to become a spiritual director. That is so important. You're going to impact so many lives. And we're going to be praying for your surgery, God willing. Everything's going to go great. And if you can tune in on July 25th, we will have your topic on there, Eileen. Thanks for calling. Brian in Fargo is coming up next. And hopefully you as well here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Nice little groove there. It's EWTN Radio, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, and it is unscripted today. What's going on in your life? How are you feeling about life? How are you feeling about your faith, your family, your work, your hobbies? You have a vacation coming up. Just about anything you want to talk about, you will inspire and impact this broadcast and your fellow Take Two family members who are listening. So join us on an open phone line right there at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Brian has gotten a hold of us from Fargo, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I would like to take a pilgrimage to St. Mary's Dances at the Immaculata.
Okay.
The church they built. I'd like to go on in July, but too much rain up here, so I can't afford it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with that pilgrimage site, though, Brian. Can you give us a little bit more detail about it?
Well, it's an old Jesuit, and it burnt down back in the 80s, and they built the big Immaculata. It's a society of St. Pius X. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, if I recall correctly, are not in union with the Holy Father. If I might correct on that, Debbie, or SSPX?
You know, I'm not familiar with it at all, Brian. But you know, here's the thing. Let me just share this real quickly. One of the things that I think is so important when we go on pilgrimages, I'm not familiar with that particular site, Jerry, but I will tell you that pilgrimages, we've dedicated episodes of Take Two and other programs on Catholic radio have really focused on how to plan for a good pilgrimage, that you're going to get the most out of it. You're going to have the right people leading the pilgrimage sometimes if you want to sign up for a different tour, or if you do it on your own. It really is an interesting process. And I just wanted to say to Brian and the others, when you're preparing and planning for a pilgrimage, make sure it's something that is authentically Catholic, that is wonderfully, a Catholic pilgrimage. If you're Catholic, wanting to go on a Catholic pilgrimage, authentically Catholic, you have the right support around you if you're going to do it with a tour. So you have a wonderful chaplain that goes along, a wonderful, tour guide and things of that nature. Because Jerry, I mean, we had the best when we went to the Holy Land, and we had the greatest tour guide over there with Steve Ray, and we had we had Archbishop Aquila with us. I mean, oh my goodness, I got to sit on the bus across from him. I got to sit the whole time across from him and watch this great archbishop pray the rosary to every single stop. I mean, all these little elements, Jerry, and Brian brings up a good thing about really wanting to go to a certain place. Mm-hmm. It's really important we prepare, we plan, and then we go on it really wanting to move to prosper, to move in our spiritual life, and pilgrimages are meant to be that way. They shouldn't just be a blur where you go on a pilgrimage and you go, I don't even remember going to that site, or I don't remember what they told me about it. You want to have that experience that is rich Catholic experience. What do you say?
Oh, I agree completely. Yeah, just a little bit more on the they go by, people call them the SSPX, Society of Pope Pius X. It is not fully in union with the Pope, but it's not fully separated either. They're in what is called an irregular situation. Both sides are continuing to seek reconciliation. Recent popes, including Benedict XVI and Pope Francis, have made decisions to give them certain faculties, like to hear confessions and so forth. Their masses are valid, but they are not licit typically. So just something to keep in mind. We definitely want to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially those who call upon the church, the Catholic Church, as their holy mother. So Mm-hmm. We want to keep that situation in our prayers.
Yes, and I wanted to share for our dear friend Danny on YouTube. Danny, you are so precious to the Take Two family. Danny says, "I love my EWTN family. I'm getting some blood work drawn and next week some scans. Feeling good but nervous. Still want to stay cancer free. I love Jesus. I love my EWTN family." Well, Danny, we definitely love you. You're in the prayer book permanently, Danny, until you tell us to take you out of the prayer book. But so know that we constantly are praying for you. You've got to definitely remind yourself to remove that stress, remove that anxiety, and stay in the present moment and really enjoy what's right in front of you, okay? And that's where you'll find the most peace. You know, if we worry about what happened in the past or we think about what could possibly happen in the future, it can get very... It is not a fun adventure at all. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, and you know, Danny, I'm sure you know this, and everybody else, just we promote heavily on this program the Surrender Novena. Father Delindo Ruotolo, who was remind me, Debbie, a contemporary of Padre Pio or a spiritual father?
He's a contemporary. Mm-hmm. Because, well, real quickly, when people used to come visit Padre Pio, Padre Pio would say, "Why are you visiting me? You have a saint in your midst."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Father Delindo Ruotolo, but just look up Surrender Novena. It's a 9-day novena, and it has beautiful little prayers for each day. They're not long; they're very bite sized. And Jesus really revealed to Father Ruotolo that things about, you know, not to worry when we have concerns in our lives, you know, is not the help of heaven, you know, enough. And I'm always with you. So the Surrender Novena, and then of course the prayer that you pray at the 10 times each day is, "Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you, take care of everything." And I pray that every day, 10 mm-hmm. times a day. I pray that usually at the end of my chaplet of Divine Mercy. So
yeah. Oh, Surrender Novena is a game changer. Absolutely amazing. Gemma on YouTube, Jerry Please Wave, is asking for prayers. Gemma, I put you in the book for your eyes. You want to get some relief. You're going to a specialist again today. We will be praying St. Lucy, Gemma. Go to St. Lucy, please. I got to know that wonderful saint when I was going through the situation. I went through all of last year, and then I went into surgery, and boy, oh boy, we have become friends. I love St. Lucy. She's awesome. So go to St. Lucy, Gemma. And we're getting more calls coming in. This is unscripted. This is your show. So you get to bring the topics to the table. And we've heard, you know, from some of our great Take Two family members like Nancy and Eileen and Brian, and now we've got others coming in wanting to share for this final episode for June, Jerry. Wow.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, yeah, referencing what you just said, yeah, the year is half over already. I don't know for anybody else, year has gone by pretty quickly, it seems like for me. In fact, we have a show coming up on that, I think, in the next week or so. It's just time seems like it's passing quickly for you. But I would just like to get in a plug for vocations, if I may, just for a moment. People know how strongly Debbie and I feel about vocations to the priesthood, diaconate, religious life, consecrated life, and so forth. I'm wrapping up this week, at the end of this week, the Institute for Priestly Formation. It's on the campus of Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. 109 of us seminarians have been here for 5 weeks, now into our sixth week. The program used to be 10 weeks, actually, and it is a spirituality program that really focuses in on relational prayer, relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it has been life-changing for me. It has kind of reshaped the way I see God the Father. And, you know, I see him really now as Abba. You know, Jesus called him Abba, which means daddy. You know, I really see God in a beautiful way as my daddy now. And Jesus is my brother, of course, because he is the only begotten Son of God. And it has changed the way I see my vocation to the priesthood too, as well. Mm-hmm. You know, as it's really just, it's now a privileged sharing in the mission, the salvific mission of the Trinity, of led by Jesus Christ, of course, with his passion and death. So please, folks, pray for vocations. The young men here are fantastic, and we really, really need more young men and women to answer the call to priesthood and religious life. So make that part of your daily prayers. I would really ask you to do that, something Debbie and I have done for many mm-hmm. decades now, actually. So
that's true. Okay, that was beautiful. You know, you're starting to sound like a priest, I have to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
It's so interesting. Seminary's working. It's working.
Hey, it's taking.
Yes, yes, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to get to Sue. Sue is on the road in Indiana on Sirius XM 130. All of our Take Two family, Jerry, is listening to us. They're pulling over safely to the side of the road, making their call, just like Sue did. Hi, Sue. Welcome to Unscripted.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
So what's on your mind or heart today?
Okay, I just left Our Lady of Guadalupe Retreat Center. It's a presentation ministry. I've been going there for quite a few years, and this year they have open retreats, lots of open retreats, because they have room for 54 people. Beautiful retreat. It's free. Okay?
Wow.
So you know, if you can't afford it. It's near, the retreat center is near Cincinnati. And all the retreats are in the scheduled retreats are in the booklet, One Bread, One Body, that you get, and those are free too, to parishes. And are you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I was just, so many people are missing out on so much. And Betty, the one you would talk to and the director of it, she said that she doesn't have very few people coming this year. And when I found it, I've got to tell you, when I found it a couple of years ago, I decided I was going to do, more than a few years ago, I decided I was going to do a retreat every month, because I'm Catholic and I love all the churches I go to, and I mm-hmm. travel all over the country all the time. I'm a camper, full-time camper for 10 years. Anyhow, I went to go to get a retreat for, I don't remember what month it was, but all the retreats for that month were filled, probably a month before, and I was about to give up when I looked in my One Bread, One Body and saw there was a retreat for that month, and I called up, and I got it because they have a lot available, because people just aren't taking advantage of this. They get presenters, wonderful presenters. They have a chapel up there, and Betty can get a priest, which there's nice. Two new priests coming into the parish that's right below. It's up on a hill. It's a beautiful place.
Right.
And the bathrooms are clean. The rooms mm-hmm. are better than any motel room I've ever been in. Not only that, you go through the hall, the room to a little snack room with a couch and chairs and a little kitchenette. And then you go right into the narthex of the chapel. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the chapel. So you don't have to go out like it was raining this weekend. From the room to go to the chapel. It's just wonderful. It's Our Lady of Guadalupe from the Presentation Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think a lot of people don't know that the parishes can get these booklets free, the One mm-hmm. Bread, One Body.
Right.
One other thing, there's lots of things. But one thing, most of the presenters mm-hmm. actually knew Father Al, who started Presentation Ministries.
Wow.
And that, you know, they actually knew him. He died in 2008.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful place, and so many people are missing out on this wonderful place, probably because, like me, you think, it's too late to get a retreat for this weekend,
right.
And it wasn't.
Sue, this is why we've dedicated so many episodes of Take Two to this, because there's spiritual gems right in our backyard that don't cost a lot of money. And, you know, oftentimes people are thinking, if you want to go to a retreat, or if you want to go to a pilgrimage or on a pilgrimage, you know, it's got to cost, you know, $7,000-$9,000. You know, it doesn't have to. I mean, there's ways to enrich our and deepen our faith life and our spiritual lives and just have that kind of boost and that real wonderful way of recharging our batteries and just really getting centered and being focused on the Lord by having these retreat centers around in our neighborhood. I mean, it's amazing. So I'm glad you highlighted the one that you went to, Sue. And I think it's important that people really, you know, they can call the diocese, they can ask if there's retreat centers in the area. There's so many ways to find out, or you can, you know, go on Facebook and ask some friends. That's a good use of social media. But you just highlighted one that you went to, and I could hear you're on that retreat high, Sue. You can hear it, Jerry.
Well, no, Sue, I'm glad you brought this to our attention, because I remember I never met Father Al Lauer, but I met people who knew him, and they were so very highly praised him so much as being a holy man of God. And he did die an untimely death, I believe, from cancer. And he was about 51 years old, I believe, in 2002. I know he was on Catholic radio, whether it was EWTN or just local Catholic radio out of Cincinnati. But I was looking on here on the Presentation Ministries website, just some of the events they have coming up: Lifestyle in the Spirit, Intimacy with God, Who Am I in Christ, How to Teach the Bible and the Power of the Holy Spirit. You know, this is really, it's an amazing outreach, Sue, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention today.
Yes, and I mean, people that, you know, that like I said, it's a beautiful place, in like a motel, if you like that part, and they feed you. They definitely feed you.
you need to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. and it's good. It's just, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to a lot of retreats, like I said, I've been doing for about, I've been camping, full-time camping around the country for 11 years, but probably about 8 years now.
Wow.
And I've been going there every year, although Dennis, who this morning told me that I wasn't there last year. It's wonderful that people don't even know about it.
And right,
they
right.
Sometimes they read the booklet. I mean, most of the booklet, the morning reflections and the daily readings are by Father Al himself. If they're not by Father Al, they're by somebody who knew him.
Right. Sue, you can hear the joy in your heart. It's coming through loud and clear on the radio, so that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Sue. Safe driving, because we can hear that you are on the road in Indiana, so safe driving, and definitely call us again. God bless you, Sue. Jerry, before we get back to the phones, we've got more calling in from the Take Two family on this Unscripted. This is the last day of June, you guys, for us, and then we're going to go into, Jerry's birthday, which starts July 1st. And say that starts our July month with Take Two. So it's wonderful to celebrate together with his birthday to start the month. And we have our Whom or What Are You Praying For show, where we are going to storm heaven. So I've got the prayer book out already, and I think we're going to have more prayer requests coming in shortly. But I wanted to share, Jerry, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy is weekday mornings at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Join Catholics around the world as we recall in prayer the devotion of Saint Faustina to our Lord.
Beautiful. Love to pray that prayer, and we all really should each and every day dig as deeply as we can into God's loving mercy. All right, Denny is in Wake Forest, North Carolina. He has us on Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Denny.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I just wanted to call and ask for prayers for my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
She is currently... She was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor about 6 months ago.
Mm.
And she's in her mid-40s, very young. But we've been helping her along. I've been blessing her with holy water for the past 6 months. And the brain tumor has shrunk a little bit and has moved away. It's stable. She's had 3 MRIs, and things are looking stable. So... we just need prayers and just need a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll pray for, Denny. You know, God is still in the healing business, still in a miracle business, as we like to say. And thanks be to God, you know, you were using this holy water, and we praise the Lord for, you know, little victories along the way. And it sounds like you've had a few of those. Is your daughter-in-law, are you Catholic? Is she Catholic as well, Denny? Or?
I'm a converted... I was Lutheran and Methodist, and then with everything going on in the world, decided I wanted the truth, so I became a Catholic 2 years ago with my son, who became 3 years ago, my other son, not her husband. But we're the only two Catholics out of about 16 of us in my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I
have
just
four children and six.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have six grandchildren, and just my son and I decided we were going Catholic. And but they are very receptive to the holy water and my prayers, even though they're Methodist, but they know the power of the holy water.
Yeah, that's why I was asking exactly, Denny. You hit on it because, you know, as long as they're open to those kinds of things, and Debbie, there are many other things that they can be doing as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you, Denny, I couldn't hear it clearly. Did you give us your daughter-in-law's first name? Do you want us to pray by name?
Yes, her name is Kelly.
Kelly, okay. And so she is open to the sacramentals, which is the holy water. So that's wonderful. And you are, as the father-in-law, you know, you are exercising that authority, right, as the father-in-law, and she's giving you permission for that. So that's wonderful. You know, I feel strongly about this, Denny. Go to Padre Pio. Go to Padre Pio and ask him if he would really maybe even ask if you can be adopted family by him, because he takes care of the whole family. Okay, and you recently came into the church, Denny, and if you make friends with Padre Pio, he takes on the whole family if you become a spiritual son of his. And I would ask Padre Pio and, of course, the Blessed Mother. So I would go to the Blessed Mother and have the family that's all Catholic that's willing to do it, some strong novenas to help Kelly. Because I don't, as you were speaking, even before you started talking about the glioblastoma and what's happening with her and the prognosis and things of that nature, it came so clear to me, the Blessed Mother and Padre Pio. Now, people may say, listening to the show, that I always lean on Padre Pio and the Blessed Mother. I do, it does come to mind a lot of other saints for me. So it's not just that, but there's something interesting with Kelly. So I don't know if she open to coming into the church, Denny? There's something very interesting here.
No, they're very strict Methodists. They want to stay within their, you know, denomination.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
The interesting thing is when I'm blessing her, the whole family is open to being blessed too. Even her mother, who is a Baptist. They all know the power, and they feel like, you know, I'm giving them something very strong towards the, you know, cure.
Well, yeah, well, you're a spiritual head of the household, right? So there's a level of authority there, and they're submitting to that. And that's what I was saying. You're exercising that as the spiritual head of the family. And and God recognizes that. But all things are, as you know, all things are come from God, all right? And they're all the power comes from God, right? So we know that. But my point
exactly.
is there's. Right, but there's something there, Denny. I would ask Kelly to really be open to not only accepting the use of sacramentals, but to accept the teachings of the teachings of Holy Mother Church. If there's anything you can do by way of information, just bringing in the Catholic faith. There's something here, Denny. I feel it. It may not happen for many years, but I can just feel it. So I don't know if it's for her. I don't know if it's for who's around her, but Kelly's, this is definitely everybody's playing a role here. So I say we really lean on the Blessed Mother and Padre Pio. What do you say?
I say that's great, and we'll do that.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Me too. I've got it in the book.
Yeah, Denny, and not only is it in our prayer book, but the Take Two family around the world. We have listeners all over the world. We hear from them all the time, and they jump when they hear something like this, and they get mm-hmm. right into prayer. So, Denny, a global prayer family has joined you. So let us beseech the Lord's grace and mercy and healing in the situation.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank
You're
you, Denny.
Welcome, Denny.
Thank you for
you.
Being yeah. a strong leader in your family.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thanks, Danny.
We need more dads and father-in-laws that step up like that. That's what we
yeah.
need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this is, this, the whole situation there, you know, like he said, his family is open to the holy water being, you know, administered to Kelly, and that's a good sign. You know, it's a sacramental. We need to come at these with all the different different beautiful tools that the church gives us. Relics, for example, if that's even if that's possible for Denny in a situation like that, if there would be a comfort level similar to the holy water. But there's just a lot of ways, Debbie, that we can receive the graces of God through these sacraments, of course, but also these sacramentals as well.
I totally agree. You know, that's a really good point. Denny, if you're still listening, if you can call your local parish there in North Carolina, see if there's a relic that they can loan you, and see if you can bring that relic into the sleeping area where Kelly is. It would be good if it's in her bedroom or somewhere where she spends most of her day, if it's in the living room or something of that nature. But that's a good point, Jerry. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, thank you, Take Two Family. Another great unscripted broadcast is behind us here for the month of June, halfway through 2025, and we'll be back with you live tomorrow. We start the month, or right around the first of the month, and it will be on the first this month of July. Our whom or what are you praying for? So, Denny, we will include Kelly and all of your family in our prayer show tomorrow. The rest of you who want to get your prayer intentions in, be thinking about what those are. Very heavy things, lighter things, doesn't matter. Anything you think is worthy of prayer, we will take your prayer request tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We want to thank the show team. And today, that has been our producer, Michael McCall. On social media is Pedro Quiles. Rich Jesse has been our call screener. Until tomorrow, God bless.